The NAACP had decided as a strategy that they were going to pursue challenges to the separate schools thing, discrimination thing. Thurgood had decided, and this is what Mom told me, I don't know what the record says, being a lawyer, he felt that law schools would be more willing to look at the legalities of this and realize that segregation was bad and was contrary to the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. He just felt law schools would be the best place to challenge it. So it wasn't just Oklahoma in which this strategy was being employed. They were looking for challenges to the segregation education in law schools throughout the country because that's what Thurgood decided that he wanted to do. It just happened that my mom was interested in being a lawyer. So there was a strange thing that all of these elements came to a head at my grandparents' home when W.J. Bullock came. He told the family he wanted to talk with my grandfather, T.B. Scipio, my grandmother, and Lemuel, because Lemuel was the one that they wanted. Lemuel was the valedictorian of his class also, and Dr. Bullock knew that. Dr. Bullock knew that my grandfather was independently, financially sound enough that he couldn't be threatened of losing his job. So Dr. Bullock had talked with Roscoe Dungy and other NAACP officials and said, I think I've got the man. They were looking for candidates all over the state of Oklahoma. My grandparents were not the only people that the NAACP were looking at. They were looking all over the state of Oklahoma. They were looking for the right candidate. Dr. Bullock knew the family well enough that he thought that this might be the one. So he set up a meeting with my grandparents and Lemuel. My mom just happened to be in the room. She said, you know, it's kind of like, well, what y'all doing? She just happened to sit there and listen to it. Dr. Bullock explained to my grandfather and my uncle what was about to happen, that they were getting ready to challenge the University of Oklahoma Law School, and they wanted my uncle to be the plaintiff. He had just returned from World War II. He listened to what they said. He thought it was a good idea, but he said that he didn't want to do it because he just got through coming out of a fight that had postponed his life, put his life on hold for a while to finish, and didn't want to get involved with something else that would take up a considerable part of his life. My mom, just sitting in the room listening to this, she said, well, I'll do it. And that's how she became the plaintiff, because Dr. Bullock also knew about her and thought that, okay, if we can't get the first Scipio, we'll get the second Scipio. Again, not talked about very much, but it was because my grandfather was not in a position that anybody could fire him. He was the key to this thing. The fact that he had three kids, all of which were extremely intelligent, he just knew that this family had the right stuff to produce a credible plaintiff to this case. After my mom agreed to do that, then Dr. Bullock proceeded to ask for her grades and those kind of things. And Dr. Bullock took that to Roscoe, and Roscoe looked at it and listened to what Dr. Bullock said and said, okay. Then Dr. Bullock had my mom go to the Black Dispatch office on 2nd Street, to Roscoe's office. There he introduced my mom to Roscoe. Roscoe took one look at her, already knowing whether she was academically qualified, and said, okay, you're the one.
She'd been just 6 months out of college, so she was ready for this.